Section: Why this post exists. Contributing to a large open-source robotics framework like ROS2 is not the same as contributing to a typical GitHub project. The codebase spans hundreds of repositories, each with its own release cadence. The CI is opinionated. The maintainers follow processes that are documented in scattered places or not documented at all. And if you're coming from a product engineering background where you ship features on your own terms, the cultural shift can be jarring. I recently submitted 4 pull requests across 3 ROS2 core repositories. Every single one of them hit at least one non-obvious obstacle during the submission process. This post is the guide I wish I'd had before I started. Section: Step 0: Finding issues worth fixing. The best place to start is the issue tracker on each ROS2 repository. Look for issues tagged help wanted or good first issue, but don't limit yourself to those. Many legitimate bugs sit untagged for months. RCLC++ number 2942. A user reported that creating 10,000 timers took 429 milliseconds due to O in Superscript 2. Cleanup and callback at underscore timer. The reproducer was included. Clear bug, clear impact. RCLC++ number 2962. A deadlock in time destroy underscore clock underscore sub, where the main thread held a lock while joining a thread that needed the same lock. Race conditions are hard to reproduce, but easy to reason about once identified. ROS2 CLI number 1126. A feature request to support DDS content filter expressions in ROS2 topic echo. The middleware already supports it via our CLPy. The CLI just didn't expose it. Geometry 2 number 769. Static get data. Return true even when no data had been inserted, causing callers to read uninitialized transform storage. Tip: Before writing code, read the entire issue thread. Often, maintainers have already commented on the desired approach, or other contributors have attempted fixes that reveal constraints you wouldn't otherwise know about. Section: Step 1: Fork, clone, and branch. ROS2 repositories live under the ROS2 organization. You can't push branches directly, you need to fork. Section: Target the rolling branch. This is the first thing most new contributors get wrong. I did too. ROS2 has multiple active distro branches: Humble, Jazzy, Rolling, etc. Always target Rolling unless the bug is confirmed to only affect an older distro. The maintainers will backport to older distros after merging into Rolling. If you submit against Humble or Jazzy, you'll be asked to retarget. Although some bug reports or feature requests mention a specific distro, we prefer making changes to the Rolling distro, Rolling branch, and then we can backport it to older distros if appropriate. Christo Febidard, ROS2 maintainer. I initially submitted my PRs against Humble and Jazzy because the bug reports referenced those distros. All four had to be retarget and rebased onto Rolling. Naming convention: Use descriptive branch names with a prefix, fix/feature/doc/. Section: Step 2: Build and test in Docker. Never install ROS2 natively for contribution work. Use Docker. The official images match what CI runs, and you avoid polluting your development machine. Section: Setting up the workspace. Section: The version mismatch trap. Here's a problem that will bite you. The Docker images installed packages may lag behind the Git head of Rolling. When I cloned RCLC++ from the latest Rolling commit and tried to build it inside the ROS Rolling Docker image, I got. The RCLC++ source code on Git head referenced a function that had been renamed in RCL, but the Docker image still had the old RCL package. The fix: Don't build from Git head. Build from the tag that matches the installed binary package. Then apply your changes on top of that tag. This guarantees your code compiles against the same dependencies that exist in the Docker image. For small, contained changes, like modifying a single .cpp file, you can even apply the patch directly. Section: Building. If you get missing test dependency errors. Section: Running tests. ROS2 uses ctest under the hood. You can run specific tests or the full suite. For my callback group fix, the relevant tests were: For the deadlock fix, I ran test_tum_source multiple times to confirm no freezes. All 3 runs passed cleanly, 16 tests each, no hangs. Section: Python package testing. For ROS2 CLI, Python, the workflow is different. You build with ColCon and then test the CLI directly. Section, end-to-end testing. For the content filter feature, I ran actual E2E tests with a publisher. Section, step 3, the commit. Section, signed off by DCO. ROS2 repositories require the developer certificate of origin. Every commit must have a signed off by trailer matching the commit author. Without it, the DCOCI check fails with action underscore acquired. If you forgot, sign off, amend the commit. This was the very first CI failure I hit on all four PRs. The fix is trivial, but the failure message, DCO, action underscore acquired, isn't obvious if you've never seen it before. Section, commit message style. ROS2 doesn't enforce a rigid format, but good practice is. First line, imperative mood summary, under 72 chars. Body, explain what changed and why, not how, the diff shows how. Footer, reference the issue with fixes hashtag NNN or closes hashtag NNN. Trailer, signed off by name. Section, step 4, the pull request. Section, PR description. 1. Summary, what the PR does and why. 2. What changed, bullet points of the specific modifications. 3. Why it's safe. For behavioral changes, explain why existing code won't break. 4. Test plan. Checklist of tests you ran with results. Example from my callback group PR. Section, OSRF AI disclosure policy. If you used any generative AI tool while writing your contribution, you must disclose it. This is an OSRF policy %20 in %20 contributions.md, not a suggestion. That AI was used. Which tool slash model, e.g., Claude Opus by Anthropic, that you have reviewed and validated the changes. AI disclosure. This PR was authored with the assistance of Claude Opus, Anthropic, as a generative AI coding tool. I have reviewed and validated the changes. The maintainer specifically flagged this when it was missing. I believe that this PR was written and or opened by an AI agent. Please note that the OSRF has a policy on the use of tools like generative AI tools. Don't skip this. It's a policy requirement and maintainers will call it out. Section, step 5. Rebusing across distro branches. If you initially targeted the wrong branch, as I did, you need to rebase your changes onto rolling. This is where things get interesting. Section, the easy case, clean cherry pick. For my geometry 2 fix, two files changed, the cherry pick applied cleanly. Section, the hard case, merge conflicts. For our CLC++ and ROS2 CLI, the rolling branch had diverged significantly from humble slash jazzy. The rolling branch had new features, multi-topic support, interactive selection, all flagged, that didn't exist in the older branches. Cherry picking produced conflicts in every file. 1. Keep all of rolling's code, the new features, imports, function signatures, everything. 2. Adapt your feature to work with rolling's API. Don't just pick one side of the conflict. 3. Test thoroughly. The adapted code is effectively a new implementation. For ROS2 CLI, I had to adapt the content filter feature from a single-topic API, Jazzy, to a multi-topic API, Rolling. The underscore ROS-topic underscore hertz function signature changed from. The content filter parameter passes through to create underscore subscription. In the per-topic loop, the core idea is the same, but the plumbing is different. Section, force pushing the rebus branch. This updates the PR in place. The diff stats should now show only your actual changes. Section, step 6, handling reviewer feedback. ROS2 maintainers are thorough but fair. Common feedback patterns. Section, please target rolling. Already covered above. This is the most common first response. Section, please disclose AI usage. Already covered. Include the tool name and model. Section, backport requests. After retargeting to rolling, explicitly ask for backports in a comment. Maintainers handle backports themselves. You don't need to submit separate PRs for each distro. Section, step 7, CI checks. ROS2 PRs typically run 2 CI checks. Section, 1, DCO, developer certificate of origin. Checks that every commit has a signed off by line. Fails with action underscore acquired if missing. Fix, git commit, amend, sign off. No edit and in git push, force. Section 2. Summary, build plus test. The full CI build runs on the maintainer's infrastructure. It builds your changes against the full ROS2 dependency graph and runs the test suite. You can't trigger this yourself, but you can pre-validate locally in Docker, as described in step 2. If your local tests pass with 100% on ROS rolling Docker image, the CI will almost certainly pass too. Section: Common pitfalls and how to avoid them. Section 1: Building from GitHead and Docker. Problem: The rolling Docker image packages lag behind GitHead. API mismatches cause build failures in files you didn't touch. Solution: Check the installed package version with dpkg sros rolling dash, clone at the matching git tag, and apply your changes on top. Section 2: Forgetting, sign off. Problem: DCO check fails immediately. Solution: Always use git commit, sign off. Add it to your git alias. Section 3: Targeting the wrong branch. Problem: Maintainer asks you to retarget, and now you need to rebase across potentially divergent branches. Solution: Always start from rolling. If the issue mentions humble, verify the bug exists on rolling first. If it does, fix it there. Section 4: Not testing in Docker. Problem: Works on my machine, doesn't cut it when CI runs on a different Ubuntu version with different compiler flags. Solution: Always validate in ROS rolling Docker image Docker. The 5 minutes of container setup saves hours of CI debugging. Section 5: Massive PR diffs after retargeting. Problem: After changing the base branch from humble to rolling, your PR shows hundreds of commits and files because it includes all the divergent history. Solution: Don't just change the base branch. Rebase your commits onto rolling and force push. The PR should show only your actual changes. Section 6: Test dependencies not installed. Problem: Build fails with find_package, test_msgs, or similar. Solution: Install test dependencies explicitly. Section: The concrete changes, what I actually fixed. Section: Fix 1. In superscript 2, entity edition, rclc++. The callback add_timer and for siblings, ran erase, remove_if, expired. On every call, a full linear scan of the vector to remove expired weak pointers. Adding in entities was in superscript 2. The fix: Remove the cleanup from add_asterisk methods, making them 1, and instead compact expired entries during collect_ptrs, which the executor already calls on every spin iteration. Result: 10,000 timers went from 429 milliseconds to 6 milliseconds, a 71.5 times speedup. Section: Fix 2. Deadlock and time source, rclc++. Destroy_clock_sub, held clock_lock_, while calling clock_executor_thread_.join. If the executor thread's callback needed clock_sub_lock_ deadlock. The fix: Move the thread, executor, and callback group into local variables under the lock, release the lock, then join outside the critical section. Section: Fix 3. Content filter CLI, ROS2 CLI. Added: Content filter and content filter params to ROS2 topic echo, Hertz, and BW. The middleware already supports content filtering via rclpy.subscription_content_filter_options.contentfilteroptions. The CLI just didn't expose it. Section: Fix 4. Static cache empty check, geometry 2. Static get data. Unconditionally return true and copied storage_ to the output, even when insert data had never been called. The output was uninitialized memory. The fix: A populated_flag. Section: Test results summary. All testing was done in ROS rolling Docker image Docker containers. Section: The workflow cheat sheet. Section: Key takeaways. 1. Always target rolling. The maintainers backport from there. Submitting against an older distro creates unnecessary work for everyone. 2. Always use sign off. The DCO check is a hard gate. Make it muscle memory. 3. Always test in Docker. ROS rolling Docker image is your ground truth. Match the installed package version when building from source. 4. Disclose AI usage. It's OS or F policy. Include the tool name and model. Don't make the maintainer ask. 5. Expect rebusing pain. If rolling has diverged from the distro where you found the bug, the rebase may require adapting your code to a different API. Budget time for this. 6. Small, focus PRs. Each of my PRs changed 1 to 3 files. Small PRs get reviewed faster and are easier to backport. 7. Pre-validate everything. The faster your PR goes green on the first CI run, the faster it gets reviewed. Maintainers have hundreds of PRs to look at. Don't waste their time with avoidable failures. Fixing O, N squared, Entity Addition in ROS2's callback group. PX4 Autopilot, a practitioner's guide to troubleshooting, debugging, building, and testing.